We now come to the letters section. The Evening News recently published an article complaining about the increasing number of self-service tills at Norwich supermarkets. Jane Woods of Eaton fully agreed with the writer that this is a bad move. Reading Andy Newman's article, Time for Our Local Supermarkets to Reintroduce the Human Touch, I have to say I completely agree with him. I currently have to shop with a friend, as it's nigh on impossible when using crutches to shop alone, and was horrified to see the self-service tills in Waitrose Eaton. I understand they're in most large supermarkets nowadays. I also saw that the three staff tills had people queuing, whilst the self-service tills were empty, apart from a single member of staff hovering. I emailed Waitrose and was curtly told, "We have insight that this is what the customer wants." I'm afraid Waitrose and the others are sadly mistaken. Your customers don't want self-service tills. They're impersonal, annoying, often go wrong, and don't pass the time of day pleasantly as I shop. I dread to think of the chaos at busy times, especially Christmas. Basically, this is a cost-cutting exercise, putting people out of work. No matter how long I may be forced to queue for a staff till, I refuse to help shops do away with customer service and people's jobs by using a self-service till.
However, Leslie Nelson of Hempnall strongly disagreed. I write in response to Andy Newman's column, November 15, and also Jane Wood's letter, November 17. Both of these writers are of the opinion that self-service tills in supermarkets should be reduced and replaced with more man tills. They both say they prefer the personal touch. I would like to offer an alternative view. I never use man tills. I will always use self-service or, when available, scan as you shop, for two reasons. It is a much faster and more efficient way of shopping because, except on rare occasions, I will not have to queue for more than a minute or so. And when I get to the machine, I can take the item, scan it and pack it all in one movement, which saves time. I have a physical disability, which means that standing still causes me pain. So the quicker I can get in and out, the better. I also have a compromised immune system. Secondly, not everyone likes or can cope with the personal touch. I'm autistic, and like me, there are many in the autistic, disabled or deaf community who really struggle with superficial chit-chat. The thought of going into a crowded, noisy supermarket can be very stressful at the best of times. And the thought of having to try to engage in communication with a stranger that you can hardly hear will add to that stress. If I only need one or two things, which doesn't justify a home delivery, going in, paying and getting out with no interaction is by far the easiest way to cope with shopping. I realise there are people who are happy to stand in a queue and have conversations with people, and for some that may be their only social connection in a week. So surely the obvious thing is to continue with the current trend of offering both.
Joyce Bell of the Norfolk and Waveney Tumour Support Group wrote to announce the group's relaunch. After an absence of 3 years due to the COVID, the newly relaunched Brain Tumour Support Group, Norfolk and Waveney, will hold its second meeting on Friday, November the 24th. Meetings are held on the last Friday of every month at the Big C Centre at Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital between 11 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. The support group aims to help to reduce loneliness, anxiety and isolation for patients diagnosed with a brain tumour. Family carers and friends are all welcome to come along. Meetings are held in an informal setting. Sharing experiences and knowing that you're not alone can be very helpful and informative. The group is supported by the Brain Tumour Charity. We hope that with time the group will evolve and provide vital support for people living with a brain tumour. Occasional talks from relevant health professionals will also be arranged. Find out more, contact Hannah Mills, oncology nurse, specialist for brain tumour patients, on 01603 286 171.
M. Tooley of Norwich is shocked at the number of obstacles facing blind or partially sighted pedestrians. Having attained the advanced age of 85 years, I have now taken up a new fitness regime, enforced, when taking my dog for a walk on what used to be known as pedestrian footpaths. This is due to having to duck, dive and weave as a result of the following obstructions across and on the footpath. Trees, branches and shrubs overhanging at lower than head height. The ever-increasing number of motor vehicles parked wholly or partly on the path. The pedal cycle forever being ridden thereon, now ably supported by the e-scooter riders. Our valued council refuse collectors who have emptied the large bins and leave them across the path obstructing the same. I fully appreciate in these difficult times that there is more to concern ourselves with, but all the above cases are easily remedied with a little consideration for others, especially the unfortunate blind or partially sighted among us.
Jo Jones of Norwich is surprised that the Norwich City Council is not prepared to remove graffiti from telecoms cabinets. Norwich City Council has completely absolved itself again of any responsibility for its decisions. So the citizens in Norwich are now not just silenced and ignored once again by Norwich City Council and NCC Planning for a decision they made to site a 5G mast on the corner of St Clements Hill and Wall Road, but are now told that they're not responsible for removing the graffiti which appeared on the telecoms cabinet within days of the initial groundworks and temporary cabinets being installed. This has appeared even before the mast has been erected. Apparently, as the mast and equipment boxes are not the property of the council, if we want the obscene and offensive graffiti removed, it falls to the local community to contact the telecoms company to ask them to come and remove the graffiti. Clark Telecoms are based in Manchester. How often do you think they'll trek all the way down to Norwich to remove the graffiti on their equipment? Not very often, and even if they contract someone locally in Norwich, we can't imagine it's going to be top of their list of priorities. So once again, how convenient that the council can absolve themselves of any responsibility for a decision they've made, and on top of that, expect their citizenry to do the work for them. We've lived here for over 30 years and graffiti's never been a problem. But now, thanks to the decision made by NCC Planning, we're going to be subject on a daily basis to the eyesore of not just the 5G mast and equipment boxes, but also obscene, offensive language, as well as someone else's inappropriate political views scrawled all over the equipment. The City Council made the decision to approve the planning application, so it should take responsibility for the consequences.